It's crunch time for a pioneering peanut crop in Northland, which government agencies hope could provide a viable product for the area. The Ministry for Primary Industries has teamed up with the makers of Pix peanut butter to trial growing peanuts near Dargaville. The hope is to create a totally homegrown peanut product, a perfect addition to toasts across the country. Today was harvest day for the trial crop, and our reporter Nita Blakeperson went along for a look.
Most people know the Kaipara region as Kumara country, but things are changing up here. While in recent years there's been a lot more dairy, things are now starting to look downright nutty.
My vision would be that we see quite a few hectares planted, sown and yielded, and we've got some infrastructure up here, and we've got an alternative cropping option for the folk at North Farms in Northland.
Declan Graham from Plant and Food Research has his hands full with bunches of peanut plants. They're the culmination of months of hard work.
They're a good size, and I think they're going to make a good snacking nut as well as a peanut butter product.
At a pub near you?
With a little bit of chilli in it as well, yeah.
Today, Declan's working with local farmers and staff from Kaipara Kai and Farmlands to see whether their dream to get Northland peanuts off the ground could become a reality. They move through this relatively small trial crop, roughly 2 tennis courts in length, picking up their nuts and shaking dirt off the roots. I attempt to help with not much success.
So grab the bush.
Yep.
And grab the peanut.
Grab
and
the peanut.
Just pull it off.
Yep.
Simple.
Simple.
Yeah.
In theory.
In theory.
Kaipara Kai's Greg Hall knows what he's doing. He's behind the local council initiative looking at what crops will grow in the area. And he can see the benefits if this trial goes well.
Well, the food bowl in Auckland's getting smaller and smaller through housing, and the Kaipara region's got a good opportunity in fertile land to actually increase the variety of food that we grow.
Northland's been chosen for its warm temperatures, particularly in the soil, and peanuts are a prime crop to try. They restore the soil and put nitrogen back in. The crop's being farmed on Alistair McCann's land, but he says it's not the first for the area.
Peanuts have been trialled in the area in the 70s, not far from here on multiple locations, so this is not technically new. It is, a refresh of previous work, which is also tells us there's merit in looking back before we go forward.
For him, the appeal of peanuts is all about doing better with water.
The rules are that we can't use water for dairy, so what else would we do with the water? That's effectively what it is. It's the rules that have been set in place by the Crown.
And while dairy's been white gold for a long time, Declan says peanuts don't necessarily pay. Well, peanuts.
If we're getting crops that yield in the order of around 6 tonnes, 7 tonnes per hectare, then it's going to be more profitable than maize.
While this crop is just small, Pix peanut butter should be able to fill a few jars with the homegrown goodness.
So it's 4,500 jars of peanut butter, yeah, per hectare. That's what we'd be looking at. But we'd be looking to double that. We'd like 10,000.
The next step for these nuts is crunching the numbers, oil content, flavour, as well as the yield of the crop. Declan has big hopes. Next year he wants to scale up, and then the following year consider what infrastructure might be needed. But like any successful snack, the proof is really in the pudding, or in this case, the peanuts.
Very fresh and crunchy.
For Checkpoint, Nita Blakeperson.